Was there a place above the house for storage?
In the attic?
Uh-huh.
Well, this old shack had an attic, but no one ever used it. I can remember one time my mother was papering the ceiling, and she, you know, all attics got a trap door in them, and she just papered over that sucker. And it stayed like that for years and years.
So if you're not going to use it, you might as well.
Save the hole.
Uh-huh. And the covering over the attic would be called the, or the thing that keeps the rain out, would be the...
You mean the roof?
Uh-huh.
The roof, yeah. Okay.
Okay. And this, the shack, or another name for it, you might have called it the...
Besides the shack?
Uh-huh.
Well, we called it the house, I guess.
Okay.
We called it the house.
And another name, perhaps, for house would be...
Home?
Uh-huh. Is there a difference between the two? Between a house and a home?
There sure might be, all right. Mightn't there?
I guess so. I don't have any special answer you're supposed to come up with on any of these. I'm just...
Okay,
and I need you to say the plural of house.
Houses?
There we go. Okay, great. Did it have a thing on the side that would catch the rain as it would come down the roof?
Well, do you mean the eave trough?
Did it have that?
Well, maybe just on one side. My dad had a little old galvanized tank out there that he had this one eave trough run into. And quite often it was dry, quite often there was water in it. And this was just for fire protection if you ever needed it to put out the fire.
That's a great idea. Did you ever have a fire? You had to use that?
Well, no, I don't think so. But I can remember once of having a small fire get started in the winter, but it was of no consequence, really.
That's lucky. What was on the... maybe you could explain the outside of the house. Was there wood on the outside of the house?
Well, this house, this old house, it was just covered with tar paper. Uh-huh. And there was two kinds of tar paper. I don't know if you'd wear that or not. One was just an old black felt kind of, and the other had granular crushed rock.
Oh, like the kind they use for
shingles? Yeah, you could get that in rolls. And,
wow.
And this house had some of both.
Huh.
Yeah.
What color was it? The crushed rock.
It was green. Uh-huh. It was green. Yeah.
That would be pretty warm in the summer, though, I guess.
Well, I suppose.
The black and the green.
Yeah, you bet. And there was a kind of a shortage of air conditioning in those days.
Oh, I can imagine there was a shortage.
I don't suppose you'd care for a cup of coffee.
No, thank you. But maybe some water would be great. So what about Crook County? You like it up there?
Oh, it's just beautiful up there. You know, they have their own little old bunch of mountains up there, the Bear Lodge Mountains. You no doubt saw them.
I stayed in a place called the Bear Lodge Hotel.
Yeah, I know the guy that built that.
But you said this county down here is...
Well, I don't remember just quite what I did call it, but it's...
I think you said these are the short rows?
Well, it might... Yeah, I guess that's good.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just kind of the tail end of the whole outfit, you know? The soil's real marginal down here. And
it's better up there?
Much better. It takes 45, 50 acres to support a cow down here. To run a cow year-round, you know? And, you know, these guys, they'll say, well, I got 12,000 acres, and that sounds like a lot of acres, but it don't run that many cows. You know, a couple hundred cows is about all that run.
Hmm.
And you can't really make a living running less than that.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Was there a name, what would you call those things, wood on the side of a house? Do you have any... What kind of siding would you call that?